Now, after the sad loss and murder of MP Joe Cox, I felt it important to just say something about it. And this is an article that you won't see in the mainstream liberal media. This is from theholisticworks.com, and it's by Annie Du Lavert. I do hope I pronounced your name correctly. This is the truth about the late Jo Cox MP and her husband, Brendan. Because if you're not aware, they've set up a GoFundMe and they want to raise £1 million to give to charities that Jo Cox supported. One of which isn't a charity at all. But there's more on that to come. This is what Annie Du Lavert has to say. I've always believed that one should not speak ill of the dead, and especially someone so brutally murdered as was Jo Cox MP. But when that dead person is being deified out of all proportion, rather as Princess Diana was after her death, by a mainstream media hand in glove with a Prime Minister who is desperate to create a false hysteria in order to sway the most important decision in our generation, our vote in the EU referendum, then something has to be said. And it is this. We're being told what a truly extraordinarily wonderful person Jo Cox was, because her life was devoted to helping refugees. I'm sure she was a very sweet person. Her face shows that. But how wise and truly aware was she? Today, with her body barely cold, her husband, Brendan Cox, is tweeting out a GoFundMe link to his wife's favourite causes, and one of those is the White Helmets. The White Helmets is not a charity, and neither are they the good guys, despite their white helmets. The White Helmets is the military propaganda arm of the Allies' attempt at regime change by destabilizing Syria. And this is exactly what is causing the refugee component of Europe's migrant crisis in the first place. The White Helmets also does not need our hard-earned cash. It is well-funded by George Soros's organizations. The UK, the US, and the Syrian opposition party in its work, which is mainly with the rebel group Jabhat al-Nusra, the infamous al-Qaeda affiliate. The White Helmets are represented PR-wise by Purpose, whose co-founder Jeremy Hymans also helped to create Avaaz. Avaaz is a global pro-democracy group which has been accused of furthering the US-EU agenda in the Middle East and elsewhere. It is also Avaaz that is encouraging, on social media, a sort of hands-around-the-world show of sympathy for Jo Cox. The unvarnished truth is that what we had in Jo Cox, at the very least, and to put it charitably, is someone who was so busy paving the road with good intentions that she didn't look up to see that they were leading to hell. The hell was only 11 miles from her own constituency, where white children were falling victim to a large Muslim paedophile ring. Their presence in Halifax, no doubt largely due to liberal and unrealistic sentiments like Joe's and others associated with NGOs like the White Helmets. Added to that, tens of thousands of children have gone missing in Europe because of woolly-minded liberal NGOs encouraging mass migration and open borders, according to UNICEF. And then there is the phenomenon of taharush, public mass gang raping of European women by Muslim men. According to Francis Carr Begbie of the Occidental Observer, it looks as if Joe suffered from what is known as selective compassion. Quote, Jo Cox wanted to make the world a better place, and it was a cause for which she was willing to travel halfway across the globe, whether consoling rape victims in Darfur or bombed out villages in Afghanistan. It seemed the jet-setting international aid worker was rarely far from the action. Lately, it had been the struggle of Syrian war refugees to get to the West that touched her heart, and their plight was a subject she returned to again and again after becoming a Member of Parliament. It seemed there were no victims anywhere she could not empathise with. End quote. In her maiden speech to Parliament, Jo Cox said, quote, "Our communities have been deeply enhanced by immigration, be it of Irish Catholics across the constituency or of Muslims from Gujarat in India or from Pakistan, principally from Kashmir. While we celebrate our diversity, what surprises me time and time again as I travel around the constituency is that we are far more united and have far more in common with each other than things that divide us." End quote. On that Thursday evening, the day that Jo Cox was murdered, reporting restrictions were lifted on the fact that a 13-man-strong Muslim paedophile ring in Halifax was being sentenced to a total of more than 150 years at Leeds Crown Court. It was a good day to bury bad news. The day before that, Jo and her husband Brendan and their two children were part of multimillionaire Bob Geldof's floating gin palace-led flotilla on the Thames, from which, on behalf of Stronger in Europe, Geldof led a load of drunken oiks in haranguing and verbally abusing our out-of-work fishermen. Brendan Cox had to resign from the charity Save the Children Fund in November 2015 over allegations of behaving inappropriately with female members of staff. He denied the allegations, but left anyway. In the same year, Save the Children USA presented Tony Blair with a Global Legacy Award. Now, there are calls from a few over-sentimental types in Parliament for Brendan Cox to be shooed in to his wife's Safe Labour Batley seat. This would be totally undemocratic, according to the laws of this land. There has to be a by-election, but these people who benefit from the EU NGO gravy train have no respect for the democratic process or for what the rank-and-file working-class Brits think. They're tearing to shreds all our rights, and then they wonder why we don't like them and want to vote them out on Thursday, the 23rd of June. As Morgoth's review brilliantly put it in The Jo Cox Murder and the Liberal Elite, quote, "The liberal classes, media and political, have an agenda which is objectively false, and they will vilify and attack anyone who disagrees and attempts to push a counter-narrative. The liberal classes are truly detested by a massive number of British people, and they, the liberals, are unable to understand why. The problem we face is that the liberal establishment are not just seen to be living in merely an ivory tower or bubble, but in a dark and sinister castle. The decrees and morality which they foist down onto the general population are not humanitarian or in any sense morally justifiable. It's ill-conceived lunacy at best and genocidal at worst. The Halifax Muslim Child Rape Gang was just one of many now operating across the Labour heartlands of Northern England that are largely being ignored or covered up by social service workers, police and politicians. At the Leeds trial, only 13 of the men were convicted, despite more than 100 being arrested. Bleeding hearts like Joe often don't realise that it's their do-gooding actions which create far worse problems if the consequences are not properly thought through. Was Joe silent on the children being abused because of the number of Muslims in her constituency? Or was her cognitive dissonance somehow connected to the political aims of one of her favourite causes, the White Helmets? Whatever the reason, we need to prise off the white-knuckled grasp of this unelected, EU-funded, do-gooding, unrealistic liberal elite from the helm of the ship of state before they steer us into a whirlpool from which we will never escape. There's only one way. We must leave on Thursday, the 23rd of June.